Joining us now to analyze the election and its results is Carla Marinucci, political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle and frequent day-to-day guest. Carla, welcome.
Hi.
Well, what do you think? California voters came out strongly in favor of recalling Governor Davis, strongly in favor, very strongly in favor of Arnold Schwarzenegger replacing him. Well, it's quite a decisive vote, it seems to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's being characterized as a political revolution, like Prop 13 in a way, something that the media wasn't able to predict. A lot of the pundits weren't able to predict, but the people wanted it, and that was changed. They felt like they knew this guy, Arnold Schwarzenegger. They saw a positive message from him. In the end, he ended up with more votes than Governor Davis got in the last election, even though he was running against 134 other folks, and more votes than the no on recall. This is a big mandate and a very big broom to sweep out those politics as usual.
Can you just go back and try to explain what it is in your experience over the last year, just looking at, you know, Governor Davis is reelected and then what? How is it that you explain this turnaround on the part of Californians?
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple of things. I mean, what voters saw with Governor Davis was a consummate politician, a lifelong politician, and someone who had, there was an awful lot of coverage on the amount of time spent fundraising and the amount of time spent politicking in Sacramento. The economy went south, jobs were killed, and that hurt a lot of folks, and Schwarzenegger came up with this message of the angry, that was aimed directly at the angry voter. In a lot of ways, there are a couple of issues that really nailed the coffin for Governor Davis and the Democrats. The Indian gaming issue took down Cruz Bustamante.
This is the tribes with their casinos contributing money to him. Schwarzenegger made a lot out of that.
Yeah, it took out ads and really hammered that issue as being representative of special interests in Sacramento. That took care of his leading Democratic opponent. And Governor Davis did a couple of things in the final weeks of this campaign that really sort of solidified the voters. He approved the raise in the vehicle license tax three times the amount that people were normally paying. This is in part to help the California budget deficit to the tune of $4 billion. Those bills hit the mailboxes of voters just as they were about to vote. And I went up and down the state and heard this time and time again. People did not want to pay the increased tax. The other thing was he approved a bill that allowed for driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. So many people I talked to up and down the state did not like that.
I know people were doing exit polling all day yesterday to find out exactly what different voter groups were doing and how they were thinking. Do you have results from that already? Can you see patterns? Who voted which way?
Yeah, I mean, what we saw was Latinos who were expected to just run to Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante just did not. Younger voters went to Schwarzenegger. The key was those swing voters, and 25% of the Democratic voters. So what we saw was just a landslide, just a mandate for people who said we want change, we've got to start all over again, and they think this is the guy to do it.
Finally, this has got to be a very, very bitter moment for Gray Davis. What is left for this guy's political
life? Yeah, when you think about it, this is a guy who at age 12 said to himself, I want to be governor. This was a story he told on the campaign trail. And I've covered both of his gubernatorial races, someone who lived for campaigning, someone who lived for public office, and who really has not done much else in his life, 30 years in public office. So this is going to be, I think, a very hard blow for him. And he was very gracious about it last night, but I think the next couple of weeks with this transition are going to be very, very tough. And we don't know what he's going to do from here on out.
San Francisco Chronicle political writer Carla Marinucci, thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.